On Sunday, our local paper, the Sun Herald, published a letter to the editor from John Briggs of Roxie, Mississippi. Titled, Do Not Confuse ISIL with Islam, it demonstrates a profound conquered Dhimmi mentality on the part of Mr. Briggs, who is an enthusiastic supporter of Islam. In part, Mr. Briggs writes, quote, It is quite obvious that in their vain attempt to slander Islam, certain media and individuals are eager to display their Islamophobia by propping up ISIL, Iblis's servants in Iraq and the Levant, as the image of Islam. However, I am surprised the Sun Herald would slyly participate in such behavior by publishing thinly veiled religious bigotry, as the December 8th column, How the Islamic State Drives Muslims from Islam, by Thomas Friedman of the New York Times. Iblis is the Arabic word for the personification of evil, Satan. I share this linguistic lesson to distinguish between the Muslim majority and those who declare themselves to be ISIL. The Muslim majority considers ISIL and its financial, ideological, religious, and sectarian supporters to be enemies of Islam, just as it would be wickedly absurd to put cologne or perfume on a rose to enhance its fragrance. It is equally absurd to attach Sunnah Hadiths, Sharia law, or blatant bigotry to the beauty and fragrance of Islam. The fact that out of the 1.5 billion Muslims on earth, only a few thousand misbelievers have joined the servants of Iblis or left Islam because of ISIL should shed light on the true motives and integrity of those who seek to use ISIL as their masterpiece of anti-Islamic propaganda. End quote. It's amazing to me that such a fervent apologist for Islam resides in the tiny southwest Mississippi town of Roxie, although I know leftists are everywhere. It's also amazing that with the massive body count of Islamist murder victims in the hundreds of millions and the many others suffering under its brutal oppression, that anyone could still be so utterly deceived about the true, purely evil nature of Islam. I couldn't let Mr. Briggs' letter go unanswered, so I wrote a letter and emailed it to the Sun Herald editor on Monday. I would be very surprised if my letter is published, so I'm going to include it here. You may wonder why I would write a column about some small-town letter to the editor. The reason is that Mr. Briggs' thinking and his arguments in defense of the indefensible are far too common today among utopian leftists. These people ignorantly help the cause of Islamic supremacism, and their claims must be refuted whenever they surface. Here's my letter. According to John Briggs, in his letter, Sunday, December 14th, those who point out that ISIL is Muslim are attempting to slander Islam and are displaying Islamophobia. I would note that with over 24,000 Muslim terror attacks globally since 9/11 alone, Islam does a fine job of slandering itself without any help from outsiders. As for the term Islamophobia, I have no regard for a bogus construct that is intended to silence those who have right, reasoned opposition to the subversive militant political ideology of Islam that is couched in a religion. Since Mr. Briggs enjoys linguistics, I would assume he knows the meaning of the word Islam. It means submission. Contrary to what deceptive Muslim apologists maintain, Islam is not a religion of peace. It is a religion of war and submission, as it has been throughout its more than 1,400-year history. When Muslims are the majority in a nation, you either embrace Islam, submit to it, or expect to be killed. Don't take my word for it. You need look no further than the Quran itself. Quote, When the sacred months are over, slay the idolaters wherever you find them. Arrest them, besiege them, and lie in ambush everywhere for them. The Quran, Surah 9:5. That's just one of many similar verses that instruct Muslims to fight, subdue, or kill the idolater or infidel, who is any non-Muslim or even a fellow Muslim with whom you are opposed. When Muslims are a minority in any country, they employ the Muslim tenet of deception, taqiyya, in the furtherance of Islam's spread. The claims that Sharia law, their hadiths, and ISIL are not Islamic are examples of this deception. Likewise, the assertion that the beauty and fragrance of Islam have been hijacked by the ugliness and stench of a barbaric apostate minority is a lie. The terrorists are actually obeying the Quran. We need to wake up and have the courage to shake off the shackles of political correctness and realize that Muslims who declare that the United States is the great Satan that must be destroyed mean exactly what they say. I'm Gina Miller.